Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, John. So you asked before the break, where did it go wrong against Dallas? I've got five pivotal plays for you.
Okay.
Number one, the Ridley tip pick to Van Der Esch. I'll let you go into greater detail on that. This is a play to me that is being kind of under the radar and lost a little bit. And you say it's a mistake in the first half. How could it impact the game? It's 22-19. This was a game where one play, one bounce of the ball can swing it either way. And what I'm talking about is Matt Ryan taking a sack, John, on the third drive of the game, knocking us out of field goal range. It was one of Matt's worst decisions of the football season. You're outside the tackle box. You're feeling pressure. Throw the ball out of bounds. It's that simple. He eats the sack. We fall out of field goal range, and we leave 3 points on the table. We lost by 3 points. And I don't believe that there would have been any different flow to this game. It was played in a phone booth the entire time. And you say, how can you assume Matt Bryant was going to, do you even need me to continue that sentence? The guy's automatic. It would have been a 48-yard field goal had Matt thrown out of bounds incomplete. The ball was at the Dallas 37. It would have been a 48-yard field goal for Matt Bryant. That's as good of a bet as anything in the National Football League.
It would have been 54 if they were at the 37 because it's 17 yards back. It's 10 yards for the end zone and then 7 yards for the actual where they line up to kick. So it would have been 54. Either way, it's still a very makeable field goal
for
Matt Bryant.
So, yeah, sorry about that math right there. But that is a 54 yards for Matt Bryant. Didn't he hit a 53-yarder?
He did.
So that's a field goal right there. So that 3 points, absolutely critical to this football game. So the Ridley tip pick, Ryan taking the sack, huge. Also, seventh drive of the game, you're down 10 points. Matt Ryan throws it to Austin Hooper in the left flat. He's totally covered, and it's a bad throw. And that leads to a field goal. Another Matt Ryan mistake.
Talking about the third down play?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm not trying to like super bang on Matt Ryan. I thought he made a lot of rock star throws. The throw to Julio Jones for the TD was a dime. So I'm not saying Matt Ryan's to blame for this loss. I'm just talking about specific plays where I think we lost this game. Ryan throwing to Hooper on that third down to me was just critical. It covered, bad throw, bad decision. The whole thing leads to a field goal. Matt Ryan, John, and help me out with this one. Maybe you can take me to what Arch said during the broadcast, but it was on our fourth drive. Matt feels pressure, throws left, and kind of in between Julio and Sanu, about inside the 10-yard line. Do you remember that throw?
Yeah,
it was like, Matt, where are you going with this throw? What was the breakdown on that?
He's getting hit as he throws
He definitely was. Yeah. He panicked a little bit and rushed the throw.
Wow, he was getting hit all day, so you can understand why he rushed. But he's getting hit, and he's trying to put it in a location like somebody's got to go make a play. And that's the, I know what the route is. Here's my anticipation throw that's not going to put it in harm's way as I eat a defensive tackle right into my chest.
And that was my read on it as well. And again, that's not like, oh, Matt Ryan, you screwed up that play. But that was a big play. That was a third down, and it led to a field goal. And finally, John, in terms of pivotal plays for me that swung this, let's talk about the Atlanta defense on drive number six. Third and one for Dallas. Jack Campbell comes over and gets the fumble on Zeke Elliott, his former teammate, and Tyron Smith gets the ball and falls forward for a first down. That was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? And then on that same drive, Beasley beats Alford for the first down and goal, and then Dak Prescott spins on Casey for the touchdown. So, to me, those six plays right there were critical turning it to Dallas.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at them. I'll go back to a couple, just the notes that I have on it. And I saw your tweet where you were kind of mad at Matt Ryan for eating a sack. So I went back to Arch. And I said, Arch, do you remember him eating a sack? Like, was it one that he could have got rid of? And Arch was like, no, he doesn't remember him eating it. And I haven't been able to find a highlight of the sack per se. I know he was pressured. And I think that's the one he's trying to step outside.
To the left.
And he either gets his feet tangled up with somebody.
He did.
So, and he goes to the ground.
But he had an opportunity to throw the ball. 100%. I backed up the play, watched it again. He was outside the tackle box. It was, John, so I'm glad you're going. So, like, the Super Bowl when Matt ate the sack, okay, and everybody got, he did not have a choice.
Right.
He was super bum-rushed on the play. It was bang, bang, and you're sacked.
Right.
It was just one. This was not that play. You're drifting left. you had an opportunity to throw that football out of bounds. I've watched a ton of football, and I don't care. Former quarterbacks, fanboy on the couch, a journalist like me, Matt Ryan needed to throw that football out of bounds.
You know, and I think he's trying to make a play there, and when you trip over somebody's feet, you're looking like, all right, I've escaped it, and then you trip over their feet. It's again, going back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show, this just hadn't been our year. That's something. Last year, Matt escapes, he throws, he runs, he gets a first down. It doesn't happen. The third down throw to Hooper, he wanted to go right side, and they had Julio Sanu on the right side, and neither, because his first look, he goes there, and neither one of them's open. He comes back, and you've got Hooper on an in cut. Throw was too far inside, but it was going to be a contested catch anyway.
No doubt.
Nobody was open. They went zone coverage. Again, I don't like, and they did this against Philly, and they did this against Cleveland a week ago. Third down and two, and you could have got a first down there. It didn't have to be a touchdown, and there was no threat of a run. So Dallas can wall it off in zone. You know they're not going to run, and they've been getting pressure with four anyway, and that's exactly what they did. And it happened against Philly, it happened against Cleveland last week, and it happened here. So those are the two that I sort of look at. The throw to Calvin Ridley has to be caught. It's an RPO where the linebacker creeps up, Matt kind of sidearms it, and it's right to Calvin Ridley. And as great as Calvin's been this year, and he has been great, he's had problems with drops.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every week he's had a ball in his hands that he drops, and it's been really critical. And that's something this offseason Calvin's going to work on. Calvin's going to have to work on contested catch, and he makes some. That one changed again. You're in a three-point game, and you give them plus territory where they walk in for a touchdown because your defense is gassed. And the bad luck one, Crawford does a great job causing the strip. The ball goes through Devondre Campbell's legs. Now, he's engaged with the guy, and I went back and watched this two or three times. The O-lineman is holding – Devondre sees the ball and is trying to get down to it, and the O-lineman won't let him go. And the ball goes through his legs, it kicks off his heel, and it goes right to Tyron Smith. Again, when you don't have good luck, you have plays like that happen.
Just not our year, guys and girls. Rick Hamlin and John Michaels here on a Falcons Monday, breaking down the plays that cost us this win. I mean, how many plays on the offensive line and breakdowns could we break down? The offensive line was terrible. Give credit to that rockstar Dallas defense, but – dude, think about it. And we talk all the time. I think it gets lost a little bit that Garland and Schweitzer are taking over for Lavitre and Fusco. Like, it's not just Neal, Allen, Jones. We have two guards on IR right now.
Well, I wrote down three things that I think went wrong against Dallas, and the O-line's one. And here's the frustrating part. It's not Garland or Schweitzer who are having the problem. It's Ryan Schrader right now is struggling. DeMarcus Lawrence, they had to start doing chip release in the second half, meaning the tight end kind of gives a chicken wing and then he runs out in his route, or you keep a back in and you have him pin down a defensive. Schrader struggled. He struggled against T.J. Watt. He struggled yesterday against DeMarcus Lawrence. Ryan Schrader, in his career, has been a very good right tackle. He's not having a good season, and it could be you're making up for not having your guard right next to you. Jake Matthews doing the same. Either way, those guys are paid to be your starting tackles on both sides, and they're paid handsomely. They've got to perform better, especially when you have two backups at guard.
I just want to infuse one thing because I know you got a couple other things to talk about. You just mentioned two of the top 10 pass rushers in the NFL in terms of Watt and in terms of Lawrence. So, and I'm not like giving Schrader a pass at that, but what that tells me is Schrader's a good old lineman, not a great old lineman. Okay, so when he plays the great pass rushers, it doesn't go his way.
Well, and the Falcons spend a lot of time where they trust him as a great old lineman, and you paid him to be so. And Ryan, in fairness, has had a very good career for the Falcons. This year it's been a struggle, especially with guys with speed. Second one for me was run defense. How many times they have Dallas third and two, and everybody in the building knew, I formation, it's going to Zeke Elliott, and we never got a tackle for loss. Foye Aluakon played a read option perfectly and got run over by Dak Prescott. He had Dak Prescott tackled 2 yards in the backfield. Dak Prescott leans forward, runs through him, and gets a first down. Those are things on run defense. When it's obvious rundowns, you got to bow your back, you got to anchor your rear end to the ground, and get lower than the man in front of you and make a tackle for loss.
And, John, if Deion Jones gives us 75 snaps or 60 snaps yesterday, we win the game.
Yep.
It's that simple. Because there were those moment of truth, stop the run, but we never did. And again, I'm not saying Deion Jones needed to play. We made him. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying a healthy Deion Jones completely changes the football game that we watched yesterday.
I think it changes a few games this year. Cleveland doesn't run for darn near 200 yards against you.
Chubb ain't going 92 if Debo's on the field.
About a 10-yard gain.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's what it's going to be. And the last one I have, and this has been a two-season-long problem, we just can't cause turnovers. Dan Quinn preaches the ball, the ball, the ball, and he wants his defense to be all about it. And part of the reason they play, and I know a lot of fans get frustrated, oh, you're in zone. Part of it is you want rush four, make quarterbacks throw into windows and intercept passes or tip them in the air or bat them down. Outside of DeMonte Casey this year, we don't have anybody that can cause turnovers. And it's frustrating. Rob was in position yesterday a couple of times to pick balls off. Dez this year, and I thought Desmond Trufant, in fairness, played very good football yesterday.
Had a good game.
Very physical at the line of scrimmage, was not given free release. I thought Desmond Trufant acquitted himself very well. But you don't have a defense right now that's coming up with the turnovers to make it easy. Every time we get the ball, seemingly the offense has to go 85 yards for a touchdown. And in the NFL, if you're not the New Orleans Saints right now, that's not an easy proposition.
If Trufant catches the pick against Cincinnati, we're 5-5 heading into the Thursday game against the Saints. I know it's revisionist history, but he has he's had problems with the drops on these picks. Now, I got to give Trufant credit. He holds Amari Cooper, and basically it felt like it was the Trufant and Cooper show a lot of the game. Three catches, 36 yards, only five targets for Cooper in the game. That's a win for the Atlanta Falcons. And, of course, he had the huge pass defense on Amari Cooper in the end zone.
Yep.
And that was the first drive of the game for the Dallas Cowboys. That's a TD. If he's like a yard behind the play, that's a TD to Cooper. That was a good play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.